Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, but it's really cold and windy over here. I hope you have better weather in your neck of the woods. This is our lesson 325, entitled On the Mount of Olives. This is our part four, part two review, our chapter 69, on this Sabbath, March 13, 2021. Our Tiny Tot song is entitled Lift Up the Trumpet, also known as Jesus is Coming Again, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to sing it for us.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Echo it, hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains, Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain, Jesus is coming again. Heavings of earth tell the vast wondering throng, Jesus is coming again. Trumpets and whirlwinds, the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming. Nations are angry, by this we do know, Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, the little toddlers among us, helped by the parents to open prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless everyone. Thank you, God. I wake up this morning. My daddy, my uncle, and uncle. Please be with my dad to keep him safe. Please for him to feel better. Please for him to pass me and do the hiccups. Please for me now to calm down. And please for Tyler to calm down. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Emma, would you like to pray? Come on. Say Sabbath blessings.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and pray.
Blessings, everyone.
Amen. Go ahead and pray.
Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank my daddy. Thank my uncle. My little uncle. My daddy and my uncle. My daddy and my uncle. And let me pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our opening song is a scripture song for our theme of our study, taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building, taken from Psalms 34, verses 11, 13 to 14.
Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34:11-14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34:11-14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all bow and bow our heads and come before our Godhead. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through the week. Thank you for giving us the ability to come together to worship you, dear Father, and to edify one another.
Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we bow before thee, Father Jesus, we ask that you may take control of the internet and all the devices, Father, that we may be able to glorify thy name and to come to receive the heavenly manna that you have in store. This particular chapter, Father Jesus, is not only in the time that we have read in the scripture and spirit of prophecy when Jesus was walking here, but it's also is what we are heading to, Father. May you help us to hear and understand the time that we live in and to be able to be prepared for such a time of this, Father. We know that your coming is very soon. Help us that we may be able to hear the admonition that you have left us, that we may be able to come and to hear and to ask, dear Lord, that you give us the power from on high, that we may be able to rise to this occasion. Bless the little ones, Father Jesus, and their mothers and the siblings, Father Jesus, that they may be able to understand this important topic, Father. May you bless each and every home, every child, any sick, Father Jesus, shut in, anyone that is having difficulty in illness, Father Jesus, may you give them rest today. May you send your Holy Spirit among us, Father, that we may come to a knowledge of the truth according to your divine plan. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit. We plead in the blood of Christ always, dear Lord, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For only through your merit we are worthy to receive the blessings from heaven. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Our opening verse for our theme of our review lesson is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, 6 through 11 from the King James Version margin.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the shasting of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned and ways we have grown this week? Before we hear your question, your comments, or anything you would like to share with the Remnant family, let's take a little minute to go back to part one of our part four of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives in our study book, Desire of Ages. This is our little clue, and we are going to begin here. We are in Desire Ages, page 632. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Seven blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 632.
Desire of Ages, page 632. Christ is coming with the cloud, with great glory. A multitude of shining angels will attend him. He will come to raise the dead and to change the living saints from glory to glory. Amen. He will come to honor those who have loved him and keep his commandments, and to take them to himself. He was not forgotten then, nor his promise. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, there will be a relinking of family shame. When we look upon our dead, we may think of the morning when the trump of God shall sound, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. A little longer, and we shall see the King in his beauty. Amen.
Amen. We are in Desire Ages, still in page 632. If any one of dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
A little longer and he will wipe all tears from our eyes. Okay. A little longer and he will present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude chapter 24. Wherefore, when he gave the signs of his coming, he said, when this thing begins to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
We are in page 632. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 632. There will be a relinking of the family chain. When we look upon our dead, we may think of the morning when the trump of God shall sound, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. A little longer and we shall see the King in his beauty. And on the slide, there's a verse that is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from the from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Next slide, please. And now bubble down for someone else to take a part.
Bizarre, yeah. Just page 632. Continuing. A little longer and he will wipe all tears from our eyes. A little longer and he will present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude 24. Wherefore, when he gave the signs of his coming, he said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Bizarre of Ages, page 632, paragraph 3. And on the left, there's the quote from Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Bizarre pages, page 632. For the day and the hour of his coming, Christ is not revealed. He stated plainly to his disciples that he himself could not make known the day or the hour of his second appearing. Had he been at liberty to reveal this, why need he have exhorted them to maintain an attitude of constant expectancy? And on the side on the top, it says, that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Matthew 24:36. Next slide, please. Continuing, there are those who claim to know the very day and hour of our Lord's appearing. Very earnest are they in mapping out the future. But the Lord has warned them off the ground they occupy. The exact time of the second coming of the Son of Man is God's mystery. Desire of Ages, page 632, paragraph 4. And on the top, on the top side on the left says, the voice of a stranger is the voice of one who neither respects nor obeys God's holy, just, and good law. And in the middle it says, Luke 21:8, he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not, therefore, after them. 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. There are signs of Christ's coming. And on the bottom side, it says, Matthew 24:44, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
Amen. And continuing, Christ continues, pointing out the condition of the world at his coming. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And on the slide, it says a verse from Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And continuing on the next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 633. Continuing. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Christ does not here bring to view a temporal millennium, a thousand years in which all are to prepare for eternity. He tells us that as it was in Noah's day, so will it be when the Son of Man comes again. Desire of Ages, page 633, paragraph 1. Amen.
Continuing the reading, how was Desire of Ages, page 633? How was it in Noah's day? God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth,
and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that was taken from Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The inhabitants of the antediluvian world turned from Jehovah, refusing to do his holy will. They followed their own unholy imagination and perverted ideas. And continuing on the next slide, I will bubble down for someone else to take part.
Sabbath lesson, everyone. We're reading from Desire of Ages, page 633. It was because of their wickedness that they were destroyed. And today the world is following the same way. It presents no flattering signs of millennial glory. The transgressors of God's law are filling the earth with wickedness. Their betting, their horse racing, their gambling, their dissipation, their lustful practice, their untamable passions are fast falling the world with filling the world with violence. Desire of Ages, page 633, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter chapter 3:15 from the King James Version. And it's a memory verse song as well. For sanctified, O Lord God, in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man. That as you all reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? We have set aside our 6 questions, and we're just going to read it out for those that are not acquainted with it if they came in for the first time, and for those that are listening also over any devices. The first one is, who is the main character or characters? Number 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? And please, dear one, you could write your answer in the room that we can be able to hear your answers.
Whoever answers the most questions, get in the front.
Everyone can either make a decision of which one they're going to answer, and as the numbers will come up, you can make decision if you're going to answer 1, 2. If anyone that will not answer the first question, may you unmute your mic or even write it in the room so we can be able to see it. So who is the main character, dear ones, or characters?
Christ and his disciples.
Anybody else would like to add to this first question in our story? Let us continue. Number 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story?
The description of the subsequent years of for God's people and how it will be the days before the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Anybody else would like to add on the answers that they have personally? If it's not, let's go back. Let's continue with part 3. Where did the story take place, dear ones?
In the Mount of Olives?
This one is, when did the story begin, which is number four.
Oh,
we heard
sorry.
We heard your answer.
When Christ will come with clouds and great glory.
Continuing number five, how could you relate to the story? This one could be answered by any one of the, you don't have to be the little ones as well. We can be able to also share our thoughts. If you have the answer to number five, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Jesus' return will be great, but not everyone will rejoice.
Does anybody else would like to add the answer to number five? May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
I am able to relate just by seeing the times unfold now, letting us know that Christ's coming is soon.
I would like to read also the answer that Sister Danielle had placed in the room. The main idea, what the days will be like when Jesus comes back. Let me just scroll up if they have any other that I maybe have missed. And the last question, what did you learn from the lesson? You could either place it in the room or you can be able to share it through mic. May you unmute your mic?
I learned what Christ's return will be like in the future and what events will take place before the time comes.
Anybody else would like to share their answer, dear ones?
I learned not to be deceived by anyone's saying, but to test everything that's being said by the word of God so that I won't be left without being without Christ.
I also learned that the time and the hour of the Lord's second coming, we do not know, but we were supposed to pay attention to the signs given in the scriptures to discern the time that we're in.
I learned that if someone tells you that Jesus is here and you don't see for yourself, then they're lying.
Thank you for sharing, dear Gabby. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses for our poem, may you unmute your mic.
Number one, I would not have my treasures here. This world I would not love. I'd have them laid above.
In vain amusements and in ease, my days I would not spend. Myself I would not strive to please, but rather none offend.
Fame, earthly wisdom, wealth, renown, nor would I them desire to win an everlasting crown. My soul for this aspire.
Twill profit nothing in the end, and though the world we gain, if we have not in heaven a friend, our lives will end in pain.
Number five, the happiness that earth bestows is short-lived, insecure. Earth's joy are like the melting snows. Not long do they endure.
Amen. Jay would like to read number six.
Number six.
May none
none of us be so unwise
to lay
our treasures
here.
But
ask
that
city
of
the skies
where
loss
will
never
fear.
Could say fear.
May
take
Jesus
profit something in this world.
Good job, Jeremiah and Chrissy. If you have any testimony or anything you would like to share, if we don't have the moment to do so right now, we can always do it right after all our services. For we know that we are pressing with time, so we will end our review section. So next week, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to close with prayer, may you please unmute your mic, dear ones.
If you could all bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before the Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for the lessons that we had partake of, dear Father, the heavenly manna. May you continue to be with us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Please be with those that are here, that are present, those that are present in our home, those that are listening over the phones, and those that will be listening at a later time. And for those regents that are not here with us today, wherever they may be, dear Father, may they be in holy communion with you. We ask, dear Father God, that you put your healing hands upon all those that are sick and afflicted, all those that are dealing with any type of maladies today, dear Father, whether mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or even financially, dear Father. You know each and every one of our needs, and you have just the balm to soothe our woes. We pray, dear Father God, that you will continue to strengthen us day by day for to your honor and to your glory. In everything that we do, everything that we encompass in this journey, may we be able to do it with godly integrity and fear, that we may please you in all things. Forgive us for where we have fallen short, dear Father, and help us not to be in despair when difficulties and trials and tests arise, but to know that you are the same God today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and forevermore, and that you are able to bring us through. We thank you and we love you. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our precious Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be March 20th, 2021, we will continue our lessons from this chapter. That will be lesson 326. That will be part 5 of our chapter 69 entitled On the Mount of Olives. I hope and pray everyone was blessed. And I thank everyone for praying to be able to get all of the technology in proper use. And especially thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be able to see it through. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
God bless everyone. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.